Wednesday morning on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show, we talk with technology with the guru. He is the star of both podcast and the small screen. He joins us as always. Jeff Quattromani, how are you, mate?
I'm really well. Thank you for having me.
That's a pleasure as always. Now, we're still working through our gadgets. We had a look at some fantastic ones last week. We've got some more interesting ones, starting with a digital pedestal stand.
Yeah, look, I think this is an important product for anybody who, I guess, has a bathroom in the house, and who doesn't. This is an iPad stand, or I guess any tablet can fit into this, but it also has a toilet roll holder on it as well. So you can think of the perfect place to put something like this. It's a hands-free way of being able to watch content on your tablet while you're working, but also you'll have your toilet paper there for when you need it too. So everything within arm's reach, but also your entertainment as well.
Can I just say, you've heard it here first. For over 100 years, man has looked for an alternate to the term better than sliced bread. Well, now we've found one. It is the digital stand that features the toilet roll holder.
I think so too. Now
tell me, what's an Ember mug?
This is brilliant. So if you have multiple cups of coffee or tea per day, and sometimes you might sit on it for a little bit, nothing worse than getting back to a cup of tea and it's gone cold.
Yeah.
So the Ember mug effectively keeps your tea or coffee at a temperature that you desire for hours. So basically it's battery powered, it can heat the mug, but it maintains temperature. So I've used one of their travel mugs before, and effectively you can set it to stay at 60 degrees for 3 hours, and it will happily maintain that temperature for you while the battery is still working. The Ember mug, though, does sit on a saucer, which
yep.
actually powers the mug wirelessly. So that means it could sit there all day, and you could have tea at the same temperature all day or until you finish it.
That is a fantastic idea. I remember a job that I used to do many years ago. More often than not, we would make a coffee and then get stuck into the work, and you'd forget, and you'd come back, and you're like, well, I've got to drink it cold. That's a fantastic idea. How much does an Ember mug go for?
Look, in Australia, they come up around the $130 mark for the mug, and I think the travel mug was a little bit higher than that. It just depends on what size you want it to be and how long the battery is going to last for. So the one that sits on a saucer is fantastic if you're at a desk, but if you're on the road, that travel mug is actually brilliant.
Absolutely worth it. And finally, what's floss time?
So sometimes people do floss, and if you've got one of those little boxes in your bathroom drawer, you may be pulling too much floss. So what happens here is this gadget will actually make sure that you get the right amount or the perfect amount of floss in your fingers and make sure you're not wasting it, because this is expensive stuff and we want to make sure you don't overuse your floss that you've got.
Can I just say, Jeff, I'm just a touch disappointed. I was hoping it was going to be like a laser that replaces the floss. I thought that's where we are in society now.
Look, I would have liked it if it was internet connected and just reordered floss whenever I ran out. That would be smart too.
That'd do the trick. Where do we get floss time at? Where is that available?
Look, you're going to have to go on somewhere like Amazon to find it. A lot of these gadgets don't make it into retail stores for obvious reasons. It would be hard to sell them sometimes. So look on Amazon if you're interested in a floss time product.
And of course, you'll hear about it here first on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show every Wednesday when we talk technology with the guru. Thanks, mate.
Thank you.